Time to welcome onto the programme Harry Ricketts. Kia ora, Harry.
Hi. How are you?
I am well. Tell us about the book you're reviewing.
Okay, so this is Richard Thompson, Beeswing, Fairport, Folk Rock and Finding My Voice, 1967 to 1975. Richard Thompson, if you're not familiar with him, is, in my view, the great English singer-songwriter of the last 50 years. And he started with he was a founder member of kind of folk rock, which was a whole new kind of musical genre in the 60s, and performed with Sandy Denny particularly. We get a fascinating portrait of her here. He became briefly a solo artist with Henry the Human Fly in the early 70s. Henry the Human Fly was released to universal indifference, he says. For the rest of the 70s, he was a duo with his then-wife, Linda Thompson, and they produced a number of fantastic albums together, and he's been solo since about 1980. So this gives you the account, really, of his apprenticeship years and the early years when he was starting to really find his way as a very individual singer-songwriter. And it's called Finding My Voice. I think that's an interesting title because it's partly about him finding his voice as a musician, his kind of his bent, as it were. But it's also literally him finding a voice that he could sing in because he, from the age of six, stuttered very badly. So he's literally finding a singing voice. He wasn't initially a strong singer, and probably singing isn't the kind of absolutely top part of his equipment, but he's a wonderful lyricist, fantastic guitar player, a real virtuoso. He can play any kind of guitar style that you like. So this is his autobiography, the early years, as it were. It takes you into the folk scene of that time, of the British and American, up to a point, folk scene of the 60s and 70s. Gives you wonderful snapshot portraits of Sandy Denny, the great singer-songwriter, Nick Drake, Martin Carthy. There's a wonderful page about playing with Jimi Hendrix in the 60s. So it gives you both his story, but also a wonderful sense of the kind of musical culture that he was part of, that he was innovative in, and what life on the road at that point was like.
Harry, do you get a sense that he's approached this with a determination to be open and honest and forthright? Because sometimes there can be frustrations with memoirs that it's highly edited. What's your impression of Richard Thompson?
I would say that he is trying to tell the story. I mean, he and his first wife broke up, and he does, you know, he, you know, that's in there, and he doesn't pretend that he, you know, he was a saint, you know. So I think he does try to tell an honest account. Of course, all autobiographies leave things out, I think it's all there. It's written with affection. It's written with a lot of wit. As often happens with young bands, he says, our first show was our last. So there's quite a lot of wit in the writing. And I think there is disclosure. You know, I mean, he's not writing primarily an account of his emotional life. But he's not. I don't think he's being evasive. He's a good writer. That's one of the things that really impresses me about it. And I must mention that right at the end, there's a little sequence of dreams, and they're almost the place that you should start this. There's one about being on a tube with Jesus, who gets off at a station called Porcupine. There's another one about meeting Keith Richard, a very surreal one about meeting Keith Richard, and another one about trying to paint Joni Mitchell. You know, so he's it's not just the songs. He's an admirable writer in his way. Get back to your question. Yes, I think we learn what we might expect somebody to say about their life. He definitely doesn't paint himself as some kind of whited sepulchre.
Thank you very much, Harry. Harry was reviewing Beeswing, Fairport, Folk Rock and Finding My Voice, 1967 to 75 by Richard Thompson, published by Allen & Unwin, recommended price $45.